Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a very interesting sugya in Maseches Sanhedrin, based on the Sefer Birchas Aaron and Maseches Brachos, in Maimer Tes and Osches, which is really a continuation of a previous shir, but you did not have to hear the previous shir in order to understand this shir. And our learning should be as chus for an ilui neshama for my great-grandmother, Esther Bas Shmuel. Zirotzeit is today, which Chodesh Nisan, and she should have a lichtike gan eden. Sweetest friends, the Birkas Aaron of Aaron Levin, who was a big Rav before the war, Poland, had a very interesting suffix. We paskin that a person in the Sanhedrin who's Malami Tchova is Bishas Maso Matan, when they're having the discussion, is not allowed to turn around and be Malami, is allowed to turn around and be Malami Tchus. But if he's Malami Tchus, he's not allowed during the Maso Matan to be Malami Tchova. Only Bishas Gmar Din is allowed to change. Bishas Maso Matan, you're only allowed to go from saying he's guilty to saying he's innocent, but not from saying he's innocent to saying he's guilty during the discussions. As it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and in the Rambam, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis. That's the Halacha. You're allowed to go from Chovah to Schus, but not from Schus to Chovah during the Maso Matan. The question is, what would be the Halacha when the whole Sanhedrin decided that this person is Chayiv? This one individual thinks that he's Zakai. Now, the halacha is that you don't kill him immediately. He should be chayv mis. If you don't kill him immediately, do halonas hadin. Now, they're discussing it. And all of a sudden, this person who thinks that he's zakai decides, you know what? He really might be chayv. And now, if he starts talking about how the person's chayv, you don't do halonas hadin? You don't do halonas hadin? Because here, you're going to see that the das of Kol HaSanhedrin is Lechova. And since das, Kol HaSanhedrin, Lechova, this person is now let off. He's really Zakai. So what's the suffix? Suffix is as follows. When do we say that you're now allowed to go from being Malamid Schus to being Malamid Chova? When it's to the person's detriment. But here, it's to the person's benefit. It's to the accused parties benefit because when you say, when you're mitzaved l'chova, that will obviate the need for halonas hadin, and you let the person off the hook, because the whole Sanhedrin was mitzaved l'chova. Now the whole Sanhedrin is thinking that this guy's guilty, and therefore we immediately let him off. So when do we say that you're not allowed to go from schus to chova when it ends up being a chova? But here, by going from schus to chova, since everybody else is holding by chova, and this person is the only one saying schus, when he moves to chova, what he's really ultimately saying is schus. Or do we say no? It's a hard and fast rule. You're not allowed to go from schus to chova, and you don't pay any attention to what the outcome will be. Those are the two tzadim. Do we say that he's allowed to go from schus to chova because here the chova will result in a schus? Because then everybody will be saying l'chova and the person's let off. Or do we say no? That it's not true. That you're now allowed to go from schus to chov, even that chov will result in a schus. So the truth is it seems that this is similar to the Orachayim HaKadosh that we learned in the previous shir. We know that if all the Sanhedrin votes that he's guilty, and one person says he's innocent, he's killed. So let's say this one person who thinks he's innocent wants to play a game. And he says, if I say he's innocent, then he'll be killed. If I say he's guilty, it'll be Sanhedrin Shirah Kulam Lechova, and then he'll be let off. So since I think that he's innocent, I'll say that he's not. And in this way, it'll be let off. In the previous year, we discussed why, if all the Sanhedrin saw Lechova, we let the person off. But that's the fact. That's the halacha. So is he allowed to say that the person's chayav, vote the person's chayav, if he really thinks that he's zakai, and he's just saying chayav, so that there'll be a complete vote that way, in his direction, in the direction of chova, which will result in schus. And the Orachayim HaKadosh paskin that he's not allowed to do that. So this lechora is similar to our case. There are opposite results, and yet we don't allow it. There's an opposite result. If he would say chayav, he would end up having a schus, which is what the person really wants, and we don't allow it. We don't allow you to do what you want to do, even though you're achieving the exact opposite. So here also it should be the same thing. We don't allow you to go from schus to chayav, even though the chiyuv is going to be achieving the opposite. The chiyuv is really going to be achieving the schus. There we don't allow you when they're voting. Everybody thinks he's chayuv. We don't allow you to say that he's also chayuv because you really think he's zakai. Aye, by saying that he's chayav, you're really saying that he's zakai. So it should be permitted, because you're getting what you really want to get. But we say no. Even though the opposite of what you're saying is going to come out, the opposite of chayav is going to come out. He's really going to end up being zakai when you say chayav. But we don't allow you to, which is what you want, we don't allow you to say chayav. You have to go with the emes. So the same thing should apply here, even though the opposite is going to emerge. That when they're talking in the Maso Matan and you go from Schus to Chiyuv, that Chiyuv is going to result in a Schus, because now they're not going to do Alvanas Hadin, they're just going to declare him innocent and let him go. That should be forbidden. Just like it's forbidden to say he's Chayev when you really think he's Pater, in order that he should be, that you really think he's Zakai, in order that he should be Zakai, so that everybody should be saying Chayev. So to hear it should be Aser, to be Mitzadeh L'chova, after your Mitzadeh L'schus, even though the Tzidah L'chova will result in a Schus. The answer is that they're fundamentally different. In the Orchaim's case, we're talking about a person who knows that the person, who believes that the party is really innocent. So the Orchaim's point is that you're not allowed to play games, you have to go with the Emes. You think he's innocent, you have to say innocent. By saying he's innocent, he's going to be incriminated, he's going to be punished, doesn't matter. You have to go with the emes. But here, be'emes, he thinks that this person might really be chayev. So when he's mitzadeh l'chova, he really means it. So here, maybe we're going to permit him to be mitzadeh l'chova, because this he really means. So don't say like we originally said, that just like we don't allow you to say chova, when it translates into schos, that we don't allow you to say something, which is going to achieve the opposite end, so too, we don't allow you to say, when they're talking in the Masu Matan about this person, we don't allow you to go from Schus to Chova. Even though the Chova is going to ultimately be L'Schus, it's going to achieve the opposite ends, there's a fundamental difference. That in the case of the when they're voting, and you vote L'Chova, if you really mean Schus, so we're not going to allow you to say Chova, because you really mean Schus. And therefore you have to be honest and say Schus, even if it's going to mean that the person is going to be punished, executed. But in our case, in the Masu Matan case, he really believes the person's innocent. He mamish believes he's innocent. And then he mamish believes that he's guilty. So when he mamish believes that he's guilty, he's mitzadeh l'chova. So he's not trying to play games. So here, where we're achieving the opposite of what he wants this person to be chova. And in the end, it's going to be l'schus. We don't say it's not permitted, because you're not allowed to achieve the opposite of what you say, just like you're not allowed to vote chova when you really mean schus. Because you're not allowed to vote chova because you really need schus. But here, when he's mitzadeh l'chova, when they're talking about it, he really means l'chova. And therefore, maybe it's permitted. Because here, he's being sincere about it. You're not allowed to be mitzadeh l'schus and then l'chova. Yeah, but here, this chova is turning into schus. And don't tell me we don't care. Because even though it's doing the opposite, it doesn't matter. Just like in the case of saying that he's l'schus, we don't allow you to say that he's l'chova when you believe he's l'schus. Because you think that by saying he's l'chova, what's going to happen is he's going to get off the hook. There we don't allow you to do the opposite. There we don't allow you to do the opposite because, I mean, the opposite of what you're going to get. We don't allow you to vote chova where you're going to get schus for it because you don't really mean chova. But here maybe we allow you to get the opposite. Because we, even though by saying chova, it's going to be schus, but you really mean l'chova. So since you're sincere about it, maybe we're going to allow you to say l'chova, and the reason we're allowing you, you're now going to go from schus to chova, because this chova is really going to be a schus. So when don't we allow you to achieve opposite results with your words? When you don't really mean it. When it's a tachbula, when it's a trick. Like when they're voting and you say chayev when you really want it to be zakai. That we don't allow. But here, where you say chova and you really mean chova, maybe we permit it. You're now going to go from schus to chova. The answer is no. But by saying chova, it's really resulting in a schus, and here you mean it. So that's the suffix of the Birkas Aaron. So do we say that you're now going to be melamed schus, and then melamed chova, is only when it comes out that it's actually going to be a chova? Or even when being melamed chova, it's going to come out as a schus, we don't allow, or maybe we do allow. Because that's what this person really means. So maybe we can bring a raya for this from the Gemara in Menachas, famous Gemara Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. There Rabbi says that if you have two chatos in front of you, one's nice and fat, one's skinny, you shech the fat one and then you shech the skinny one, you're chayev. Is it Shabbos? If you shech the skinny one and then afterwards you shech the fat, being you shech it unnecessarily, why'd you shech the skinny one next? If you shech the skinny one and then the fat one, you're pater. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. The Gemara says, "Nimtzeis harishon ekhusha beveim neimayim." Let's say the first one was found to be skinny internally after the shechita of the second animal. In other words, first he had an animal. The animal looked shemena; it looked like a nice animal, and he shechted it. And then he shechted the second animal. And he wanted to bring that as a carbon. And then after he shechted the second animal, he found out that the tak of the first animal wasn't such a good animal. It was really kusha, and he had permission to shech the second animal. What's the halacha? Is he chayav for the second animal or not? On one hand, again, if you have a lean animal, a skinny animal, you're allowed, and he shechted that, and then afterwards they have he wants to shech the nicer animal, that he's allowed to do on Shabbos. But if he shechted a fat animal, a nice juicy carbon, and then afterwards a skinny one, that he's not allowed to do. So that's awesome. So, the question is, what would be if he shechted a fat animal, and then afterwards another animal, so it wasn't necessary to shecht the second animal, because he already shechted the first. But then he finds out afterwards the first animal really wasn't so good. It was really a chush. It was really a lean animal. So really, after all, it turns out he did need the sek to shech the second animal. It was mutter. But he didn't know when he was actually shechting it. Do we say, Basar machshafto was lean in v'gavr lisur kamachavim? Do we go by his intent? And evidently, he intended to do an aveira lisur kamachavim? Because he didn't know that the first animal was deficient, that the first animal was skinny. He didn't know that inside the animal, if he did an internal inspection, he would have seen that something was wrong inside. He was very lean inside. He didn't know. So his kavana when he shechted the second animal was l'isser. So we say it's l'isser. Or no, Dilma Basar Maisa was leanon. So we go after his maisim, and later on it turns out his maisa was fine. Because it turns out that the first animal really was a kchusha. And he really did need to shech the second animal. That's the Gemara's question. Do we go after his Maisa, which is Mutter, or do we go after his Machshava, he intended Isser? And the Gemara says it's really a Machlokes. If you see, Chas V'Shalom, a baby drowning, and you spread out your net, why are you spreading out your net? For Dagim? You're spreading out for the fish. And he got, with the fish, he also got a child. So it turns out that it wasn't just an isser of fishing, it was also a mitzvah of saving the kid. What's the halacha? So Rabbi says he's pater b'gazil basar ma'isav. He did a ma'isa heter, pikuach nefesh, the net caught the kid, that's mutter. I also got fish, but l'ma'isa, with this act of fishing, of trapping, he did pikuach nefesh, he saved the baby's life, so it's mutter. And Rav Amar says, no, he's chayav, because zil basar machshavto, we intended to do iser. So we can also say that our suffix is telling that child, we go basar machshav or basar maisa. If you say that we go basar machshav, so this person wants chova, and therefore he's not allowed to be melamed chova. Because his machshav is l'chova, he thinks that this person is really guilty. So he wants to be mitzadeh l'chova, and once you're mitzadeh l'schus, you're not allowed to be mitzadeh l'chova. That's basar machshavto. What about basar ma'isav? At the end of the day, this chova that he learns on the person will result in a schus. So when did we say you're not allowed to go from schus to chova? When there's going to be, in the end, a ma'isav chova. But here the ma'isav is going to be a ma'isav schus. So it would be permitted. So that's the suffix. Maybe that would be a solution to our question. Do we go baser maisav or baser machshavto, just like with the fish? Do we go after his intention was to do an iser, or after what he actually did, which is saving the baby with the fish, which is heter? So do we say that this person's intention is lechova, and therefore he's not allowed to be malam lechova because he's malam mitzchus? Do we say no? But lemaisa, the maisa he's going to do is a maisa of schus, because when he says lechova, it's going to result in schus. Says Rav Aaron, mitzad asvar nir lefiani is daiti debchai gavner rishay adon lachzor lamid chova. In such an instance, in my opinion, he's allowed to be malamid chova. Because the reason malamid schus is not allowed to be malamid chova is because Rashi says in Sanhedrin lamid aleph amid aleph itzilu aydu, we have to do everything we can to save him. So this is all for the benefit of the accused party. But here, we're being malamin chovas for the benefit of the accused party. Because when you're malamid schus, because here in this instance, since everybody else is being malamid chova, by him turning around being malamid chova, it's really for the benefit of the nidam. So here we have to look at, well, how does he benefit? If by saying lechova he doesn't benefit, it hurts him, it's to his detriment, so we don't let you be malamid chova after you're malamid schus. But if you're malamid schus, and then by being malamid chova, it's going to be to his benefit, maybe we permit you. Because the whole reason you're now to go from schus to chova is because we have to try to save him in any way we can. So if by going to schus from chova, that in itself will save him, then maybe we're going to let you. And we have an example of that in Bava Kama Chesamit Beis, that a person can say, when do Chachamim say that you're not allowed to collect from Nechasim Meshuabadim, if they're also Nechasim B'nei Chorim? When are you not allowed to collect from property on which there's a lien, if there's free property? The person says, Mishum Takanta Didi, it's my Takana. Ana B'hai Takanta Lo Nichali, I'm not interested in my Takana. In other words, right now this isn't for my benefit, so I want you to do what's really for my benefit. And therefore the Baal Din can also say, why did the rabbi say that a malamid schus is not allowed to be malamid chova for my benefit? But here, by being malamid schus and then being malamid chova will be for my benefit because everyone else is saying lechova. And by you being mitzdarif to them, I'm going to end up having a schus. Maybe it's mutter. And now, the Birkas Aaron does a gavalika twist. Listen to this. Let's say it's lehefech. The whole Sanhedrin is Ro Lechova. They all saw for the persons, so they're discussing it, and everybody's going Lechova. And there's one person who thinks to himself, wait a second, I see a schus. So should I bring up this schus? So the answer is no. No, because by bringing up a schus, you're really going to be causing a chova now. Because now they're going to do a halanas hadin, and they're going to probably kill him tomorrow. So since you have to look not at schus and chova are just code words. When you go, you're allowed to go from schus, you're not allowed to go from schus to chova, and you're allowed to go from chova to schus, because going from chova to schus is a code word for the benefit of the nidon, and going from schus to chova is a code word for the detriment of the nidon. But if you would have the opposite, if by going from schus to chova, it would be for the benefit of the nidon, or if you would have going from chova to schus, like if everybody's saying lechova and you want to say l'schus, that wouldn't be for the benefit, that would be for the detriment, then you're not allowed to say it. If it's going to be for the benefit by going from schus to chova, then you're allowed to say it because he gets his benefit. That's the goal. That's just like a regular chova to schus case. Because here, the schus to chova is going to achieve what the chova to schus achieves, which is the benefit of the nidah. But if by going from chova to schus, which looks good on the surface, but it's going to be to the detriment of the nidom, because now they're going to have Alana Sadin, and tomorrow he's going to be proclaimed guilty, possibly. That we don't allow you to do. Because it looks good, it looks like it's from chova to schus, but ultimately this schus is going to result in a chova. The Talmid Einan Umashgicham Alatsura Achitzona Shel Alimud Rak Alatoelas HaMamoshia Yotzimimenu. We don't look at the externals of the limud. That's schus to chova, no, chova to schus, yes. But we look at the toeles. If you see that there's going to be a schus by saying chova, it's permitted. And if there's going to be a toelas going lechova, we're now allowed to be chozer to learn l'schus. Because the chova is a toelas because everybody's saying lechova, and we're going to let him off scot-free. And by being melamed schus, it's going to result in his possible death. Now they're going to do halanas din, and tomorrow they're going to kill him. Because our goal is to do everything we can to save this person. So if by going from schus to chova saves him, do it. If by going from chova to schus saves him, do it. If by going from chova to chus doesn't save him, don't do it. If by going from chus to chova doesn't save him, then don't do it. You look at the toelas and not what he's actually doing. What he's actually saying. So what's interesting is that the Rambam learns differently than Rashi. Rashi learns that why are you not allowed to go from Chovah to Schus because of Itzilu Eida. So everything we said is beautiful in Rashi. The goal is to save this person. The Rambam holds this Gzeiros HaKosev, that you're not allowed to go from Schus to Chovah. So if it's Gzeiros HaKosev, the Rambam learns it from a Pasuk, so who says that we can start making Chilukim? Maybe it's a hard and fast rule. And once you learn the Schus, you're not allowed to learn the Chovah, even though the Chovah is going to result in a Schus. But according to Rashi, it's beautiful. According to Rashi, you do everything you can to save him. One more suffix that Rav Aaron Levin presents is the Sanhedrin Shero Kulam Lechova. We know that the person's Pater. That's only talking about Misa. What about Malchus? They all say he's Chayiv Malchus. Is he Pater? So the answer Lechora is that in Chayiv Malchios, there's no din of Sanhedrin Shero Kulam Lechova Polchimosa. Why? Because the Iker Tam that Sanhedrin Shero Kulam Lechova Polchimosa is because of Yatzilu Aida. Like it says in the Gemara, that Gemiri Halanas Din Lamevad Leitzchusa. Why do we have Halanas Din? Because we want to learn some schus for the person. Vahani, but once everybody's Lechova, Sulo Chazi, they're not going to see a schus for this person anymore. The whole word is that Tzilu Eida, we want to save him. And if everybody's Lechova, there's no chance of him being saved. So therefore, if everybody's Lechova, then this person is freed. Masha Ein Kein, if we talk about Malchus, where there is no Tzilu Eida, we're not as worried about being Mezakeh the person. So even if Ro Kulam Lechova, you would still give the person Malchus. And the Tshuva Me'av and Chelek Aleph Simukuf Tzadi Dalet, here's the suffix with Chai Be'Golios. We can talk about this din that Sanhedrin Shero Kul Lechova Polchimosa. So that's the suffix of the Tshuva Me'ava. He talks about that, but here we have a summary of what we just learned. We had a suffix about the Maso Matan, you're now allowed to go from Schus to Chova, but let's say, by going to Chova, it would pat to the person, because everybody's Lechova. And by saying he's also Lechova, the last person, so then now we let him off. So do we forbid it because in the end of the day he's going from Schus to Chova? Or do we say no, that he's not allowed to go from Schus to Chova because it's to his detriment, but here's to his benefit? And we said that Lechora, totally in the Machlokas and the Gemara, do we go Baser Maisav or Baser Machshavto? Because here the Maisim is, in the end, it's going to be Lischus, but the Machshava is Lechova. And we also suggested that Misvara, like Rashi says, that the whole point is for his benefit. So anytime going from Chova to from Schus to Chova to his benefit, it's Mutter. And conversely, if you go from Chova to Schus and it's not to his benefit, because everybody's saying the Chova, going to Schus, he's being harmed. Because now you don't have unanimously against him; you have somebody for him. That would Lechora be Aser. Because the point is, we look at his benefit. That's all Rashi, Mashen Ken Lefi the Rambam. It looks like he has a pasuk, so Gzeres HaKosev he can't play with. As you say, Darshin and time of the Kra, which is a big machlokas. But Pashtus, if the Isser is that once you say Lechova, you're not allowed to go ahead and once you say the Schus, you're not allowed to say Lechova. And it's Gzeres HaKosev, Gzeres HaKosev, Gzeres HaKosev. Schus doesn't go to Chova, regardless of what will emerge. We also had a suffix if we said that if everybody's on one side, the person's Patu, would you say that by Malchus also? Finally, we had a suffix about everybody saying he's chayav, Do we say that he's pater in the case of galus? So that is the, and we suggested by the Malchus case that since there's no vitzilu eidia, there's no one in of saving his life, and that's the whole reason why we say that. That's the primary reason why we say that if ro kulam lechova, we let him off the hook. Because there's going to be no Batsilu Aida. But by Malchus, there is no Inyan of Batsilu Aida. Maybe then, if Rokulim Lechov, he'd be Chayev. So that is just a little bit of a taste of the holy Sefer Birkas Aaron, or of Aaron Levine, the going of Beis Din, of Risha Vagolil, and the author of the Avnei Chayfetz in the Drash for Yonah Torah. We should be Zochem, it's Hashem, that we should learn a lot more of his Torah, and a lot more Torah in general, and that my great grandmother should have an Ilui Neshama. She was a great tzaddikess, and I have so much love and respect for her. And hopefully right now, she's in Gan Eden, basking in the glory of Hashem, in the Olam HaNeshamos, in the Olam HaNetzach, and the Olam HaEmes, and we should be zochah b'kar of Mamish, to see the Gilui, Hashchina, B'vias, Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meheira V'yameinu, Amen V'yamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.